And that's what we want our water to be when we turn that H valve. Gary had a good question. And before we get to the rest of our emails, we've talked about all the maintenance of a traditional tank water heater. What kind of maintenance is there on a tank list?
Yeah, and that's why we really encourage folks to combo if they don't already have a a softener in their home, to go ahead and look into that as well. With having a water softener system with tankless, the maintenance is next to nothing. Without that, yeah, you are going to have some scaling issues where you need to do a descaler once a year, give or take, to make sure that you're taking care of that.
All right. First email question here. Getting ready to take a shower. This person has a tankless water heater. I turn on the water till it gets hot, and then I put it down to where it's more comfortable. And inevitably, it goes cold on me right about the time I've got shampoo in my hair and soap on my body. And I have to stand off the side and wait for it to catch back up. Now, she says, my husband says it never happens to him. And my first thought was, well, she must take longer. But she follows right up and says, and he's in there longer than me. He thinks it's because I warm it up first, then turn it down. I've tried it the same way he does it, and it's not every time, but simple question. What gives?
That's a great question. I think without having eyes on their situation as far as the size of their unit, what's going on, I don't know if I could answer that just over the radio, but yeah.
Could be properly incised.
Possibly, yeah, not sure.
Could be the manufacturer. Like you said, not all manufacturers are created equal. Mm-hmm. Some of them might, it might be a situation where it runs strong, great for 8 minutes, and then it doesn't work so good after an 8 minute run, or it has to catch back up with itself. So it's going to take a diagnostic, and you can reach David at All About Water.
Yep, All About Water, 480-892-7556.
And you said y'all have someone there Saturday this morning?
Oh yeah, we got our whole team out there right now. They're
now. Do y'all
helping
typically
the customers
work on Saturdays, or is that just unique for today?
Okay, yep. Every Saturday, not a full day, but we're out there again Monday through Saturday. The ladies and there are happy to take your call.
Next text question: Buenos dias. Thanks for providing a wonderful show. Thanks for the compliments. Question: will a tankless water heater be able to keep up with two people taking a shower while doing laundry? Or do you have to then create your whole day around a water-using schedule?
No, again, absolutely. With the right size unit, you're not going to have any problems. So, again, it just really is making sure that you tailor the size of the unit for your needs. And, again, that's what our goal is when we come out, is to find out, again, how many folks are in the home, size of the home, what you guys are going to need. So, no, that shouldn't be a problem.
Then this next question, they have a tank water heater. They can tell it's about to go out. What should I look for in a tankless water heater?
Again, brand.
Do you like?
Yeah, we worked really extensively to find, again, quality is cheaper in the long run. And so it's definitely always worth, especially if you're going to be making an investment, to find the right brand the first time, and it's going to last you and take care of you. Two of the brands we use are Navien and True Tankless, which is a local company, and they're fantastic and we love them. And that's the brand is one of it. Again, size of the unit is another, just to make sure, again, you guys are getting the right usage that you, or the right amount of hot water you need.
There's a science to calculating water flow and water volume and water usage, and it does take that extra step to make sure you get it done right.
Yeah, then that's the biggest difference between, again, just pulling something off the shelf, and just going with the cheaper option and hoping that that's gonna, we got to fine tune it a little bit more than that.
Now, for that homeowner who is suspicious that their conventional tank is about ready to go out, my advice to them would be, don't make eye contact with it. Just don't touch it. Just sneak by it and don't even let it know you're there.
Oh, the fact that you talked about it means it's leaking right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it just,
do not make eye contact with that water heater. But if you're going to leave for the weekend, I would definitely turn the water heater off and turn the water flow off. That's for sure. If you're suspicious that it's that close, watch out, baby.
Because then if a leak came, all that would wet would be what was in the tank. If you turn the valve off, But if you left it on, that water's just going to flow continually until somebody comes and shuts it off for you. And
don't make eye contact.
And that's where, again, if you are not regularly, I love that. If you're not regularly, again, servicing your water heater, doing the preventative maintenance, if it's been more than 2 years since that thing's been installed and looked at, you need to have us out. We need to be inspecting the shutoff valve to make sure that that's working properly. We need to make sure that everything's tip-top. Otherwise, you could have a big flood problem, heartache on your hands.
Yeah, and even in that instance, y'all, when they do it, sometimes they go in there and they turn down the lights and they light incense and they talk the water heater through the whole issue. So be careful.
We're very gentle.
All About Water, you can find them at Rosie on thehouse.com.